Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. We've got to talk some Major League Baseball. Talk some basketball, some baseball. A lot of stuff going on right now as far as the national sports scene goes. Perfect time to be a sports fan in general. Right now, over the phone, we have a great friend of mine, Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. He now works for NBC Sports Bay Area, covering the San Francisco Giants. And Bill, it's been a while since we have gotten you on, but the early going of the baseball season, it's been fun and wacky, to say the least.
Boy, no doubt about it, and welcome to the 2017 baseball season. Glad to be back with you and talk to your viewers. But, yeah, the front of the season has just been a lot of question marks already for some of the big teams. A couple of big injuries out here in San Francisco with Buster Posey being hit in the head, and he's on the seven-day DL. Denard Span with his hip problems, he's been hurting here. He's only played a couple games. And the Giants' problems are limited to the bullpen as well as giving some opportunity in left field that no one's really taken the lead on.
Yeah, you know, that's always going to be the first question. I think it was in the offseason as well when you're talking about the San Francisco Giants, the bullpen still being a big weakness. One game does not determine a bullpen, nor does two or three, but when you really go into a 162-game season, Bill, so many games are won and lost with a bullpen, and the NL West looks tough right now. The Diamondbacks have the best record in baseball. The Rockies have played pretty good ball. The Dodgers look like they have problems, but let's be honest, they got a roster full of talent. I mean, outside of San Diego, through the first 2 weeks of the season, the NL West looks pretty open.
It sure does. And, you know, I've got to watch Arizona here. And, of course, their main guy, Pollock, their center fielder, was hurt last year as he got hurt the last game of spring training. He was out for most of the year. But, boy, he has definitely made a big influence on that roster, especially leading off and hitting over .300, making some great, dazzling plays in center field. But then you have Goldschmidt over .300. There's a couple guys in that lineup that really boost some offense for them. And they're starting pitching. Last night, Robbie Ray was just sensational. And they've been playing good baseball. They came out of the Arizona homestand 6-1. They're 1-1 against the Giants, their third game being tonight. But a different type of team and a new manager. And then you look at the other teams in there, Colorado. Arenado's just having a great first couple weeks. So, you know, a lot of question marks in both those teams, but they're both playing above average, and we'll see how long that's going to stay.
You know, with the Diamondbacks, there was a lot of excitement about this team last season, and they didn't quite live up to the expectation. You know, they signed Greinke. They made the big free agent splash. They spent a lot of money, and really, at the end of the season, the record just didn't show for much. Maybe it took a year to get things moving in the right direction because they didn't have a bad offseason, and right now, the best record in baseball at 7-2.
Yeah, and you question mark of all the things they did and all the money they spent, and of course Greinke leading the way. But again, you know, when you look at this lineup, what they throw out there, they have some good defensive players, and you know, Parada in right field, just a sensational arm, and middle infield plays very well, and you've got a Gold Glover, Goldschmidt. So we'll see how long Arizona stays at the top. But again, I think you and I talk about it all the time. I really believe it's a two-team race with the L.A. Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants when the whole season starts moving forward. Again, the NL West, a lot of teams that have made some changes, a lot of positive changes. But I still think my orange and black will lead the pack at the end of the year.
Well, we'll stick with the NL West on this next question, and we've heard this a lot over the last couple of years. Yasiel Puig has gotten off to a fairly decent start for the Dodgers. I mean, he had a tear against the Padres, hit the ball very well against the Colorado Rockies. True test right now in this series with Chicago because you're going to see some lights-out pitching. But is this finally the year? Do you buy or sell Yasiel Puig actually making a statement season for the Dodgers?
Boy, you and I have talked about Puig in years past, and he's got so much talent just from his arm, his speed, the way he swings the bat. But we always talk about his temperament. Can he get out of a slump? Can he maintain that psych in the dugout and in the clubhouse? Because that's probably where Dave Roberts is really watching him. is he fitting in with his team? Because last year he demoted him to AAA because of his attitude. So we're going to see what he still has. Has he grown up? Has he matured? These are all things the Dodgers are looking at. And, of course, they tried to trade him in the winter, and they just didn't get enough for him, or maybe they didn't have enough teams interested in him. But, you know, when you look at his talent and his abilities, lights out, top of the list.
Yeah, the talent's there. It's a question on if he can actually get it done in the plate. It's not a question on if he can get it done in the plate. I mean, he did it in 2013. He did it in 2014. But when you look at a player who's been demoted down to AAA, what can that do for a player? I mean, in my eyes, it can work one of two ways. It can either spark you, or at the same time, it can drain you mentally. I mean, where do you see someone with this much talent responding from something like that?
It is a very difficult thought pattern when you're back in AAA and you see the big league team traveling first class, staying in beautiful hotels, and having that atmosphere of the big leagues. When you go down to the minor leagues, it's a wake-up call. And I think that's what Dave Roberts did to him last year, to see if that was going to wake him up. So far, so good. But when you're down there, it's a tremendous loss because you're saying to yourself, I'm a big league talent. I got to the big leagues. What made me get down here? And it's his attitude. There's no question about it. Skill set, you know, 4-2 player. You can even go 5-2 because he does have all that. But we talk about it. What's inside his thought pattern? What adjustments does he make? Is he going to do something rationally stupid? And he's done it in the past. So, you know, we look at Puig, I look at Trout, I look at Harper. This guy exceeds him if he puts all this talent together. Again, the L.A. Dodgers are giving him an opportunity. They're paying him well. Will he succeed? I'm sure they're looking at that in every angle.
Again, our guest right now is Bill Lasky of NBC Sports Bay Area. He's an analyst for the San Francisco Giants. Bill, let's move away from the NL West. I want to talk about the Central here for a moment and the Cincinnati Reds. They played great baseball, 6-2 to start this season. The big talk when you mentioned the Reds, it has to be their young pitching staff. Are you buying or selling the fact that Brandon Finnegan, a 23-year-old ace, I mean, Amir Garrett, we're talking about a consensus top 80 prospect going into the season. Young starters doing a lot of work for this team in the early going.
Well, exciting. That's the word you can say about it, because the Reds are giving opportunities to young talent, and they're succeeding so far. You know, I look at pitchers just like hitters. First time around, you really don't know much about them but a scouting report or maybe a video until you get in the batter's box and you face them and you see the movement of the pitch's arm angle, where his release is. Those are all key points for a hitter. Now, a pitcher, just like that, I'm throwing you some surprise pitches that you may not know I have. My arsenal is a little quicker than you think, so I am going to hit the top hand. It's the second time around. They always say the sophomore year is the worst. Well, I always say the second time around when hitters see you. And a lot of times when you're a home team, you might go on that first road trip, and you got that same team right after the next start. Those are the hardest starts that I had when I was in the big leagues. It's difficult because the hitters know some of your tendencies. They know some of what pitches you throw in certain scenarios. That's what's difficult. Can these young kids the Reds have change that thought period? Can I throw a changeup when they're not thinking changeup? Can I throw that nice breaking ball in a 2-2 corner where if I miss, it's ball three and not walk them? So these are things I'm sure the scouts are watching to see how they analyze them, and they get a good rough draft on them before they see them.
It's fun to be to talk about the Cincinnati Reds in this regard. I mean, we're saying exciting and the Cincinnati Reds in the same sentence. Typically, it's they got Joey Votto and a bunch of guys that we know they're going to sell come the trade deadline. The St. Louis Cardinals, on the other hand, are a team at the bottom of this division. And, Bill, for the first time in a long time, this roster looks shaky. I mean, it's the first time in probably a decade I can look at the St. Louis Cardinals and say, you know what, this team probably doesn't make the postseason.
You know what? I was thinking about that same thing the other day. I was looking at rosters and looking at how right before the season started, and I shook my head because I was really surprised the Cardinals didn't make impact in the winter. They tried, but nothing really came about it. Their pitching staff is deleted. They don't have those big arms anymore. And, you know, when you're looking at the bullpen again, these are guys that have been, you know, setting tone year after year after year, and they're running out of their bullets. So, you know, it is a question mark. Are the Cardinals going to try to make moves? Are the Cardinals maybe bring up some of their prospects as you and I both know, the Cardinals have one of the best minor league systems, and here's an opportunity that they might break in there and bring up some of that young talent they've been preserving.
So with the Cardinals at the bottom of the division, the Reds at the top at 6-2, you got the Cubs at 5-2. It doesn't take a genius to know that this division is going to go through Chicago. I mean, they're even winning. I know they're 5-2, but Bill, they've won a couple of games that they probably should not have won, and they're doing it because this team always seems to make a big play when it's needed. The other night against the Dodgers, as they opened up Wrigley Field, the Dodgers left bases loaded on two separate occasions in that game.
Yeah.
One time they had one out, the second time they didn't have any outs. I mean, the Cubs find ways to get out of jams. The division goes through Chicago, right?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, they're the champions. They know they're going to come to the top. They have so much talent. And that's one thing I look at, what they've done and how many guys they picked up and how many people they're giving that second look to. But that's how you got to make a team stronger, giving these guys opportunities. But you look at that lineup. That lineup is so strong. That starting rotation's probably one of the best or the best in the National League. No doubt about it. That team is going to be in the playoffs. That team's going to be the one team's going to have to beat to get to the World Series.
You pitched in the big league, so tell me how rare this is. And I hate the word "do." I hate that. But really, you look at the Cubs pitching rotation, Bill. They're the only team since 2011 or 2012 to have four starters start 30 games in a season. Eventually, that kind of, and I use the word luck because it is, I mean, injuries are bad luck. At what point in time does that luck run out and you no longer have four legit starters giving you 30 starts a season?
Well, you know, when you look at it, you get 30 to 32 starts, you're having a great year. You're having a healthy year. And the first thing I think of is when you say 30 starts, every one of those starters didn't miss one start. So when you're looking at that, if you get an extra day here, that's how that pans out. But I'm looking at healthy starters when you're going 30 starts or more, which only tells me that they're watching pitch count, they're watching how many innings these guys are throwing. And the key here is how longevity, keeping it under the wraps so they're strong in September. That's the key to the first part of the season. Sometimes they extend them to 7-8 innings, 100, 110 pitches, and sometimes they pull them back. So it's all about what they've done in the past and how much they can keep pushing them to keep that longevity rolling for that rotation.
We can end with this and talk about the New York Mets. I mean, if we're talking pitching rotation, I love the rotation in New York, Bill. I just don't know if they can give us consistency throughout the year as far as starts go.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too. They got some young arms, and Harvey coming out with a possible leg injury. You know, there's so much to do in New York, and the glamour is there, and their rotation is strong, too. And, you know, you look at some of those arms coming off of a Tommy John surgery. He's going to be pretty healthy this year. But there again, what else do they have? They're already talking about looking for different arms already. They're already talking about projections of trying to find an arm in a minor league trade or possibly picking up a guy here and there. So they're already kind of scrambling a little bit to make sure that they have depth. But still, the Mets, your Cespedes is just on fire, three home runs yesterday. He is that number one guy, and that was the best move they could have done, sign him long term.
Yeah, I remember we had you on the show, I believe, the day that contract broke, and you were extremely happy from a Mets perspective that deal went through. A lot of fun baseball in the National League for sure. Bill, please let my listeners know where they can find more of your work, because you're a busy man this time of the year.
At Lasky19 is the best Twitter handle. Shoot me up over there. You see me shooting all kind of different things out on my Twitter handle, and that's the best way to do it. And, you know, if people want to hear our radio show, Vita Blue and myself do a radio show on KMBR. You can go on KMBR 680's website, look under 680. You can see Vita and I, and we're on. You can stream us live. We're not on every weekend. We're not on every Saturday or Sunday. We have about 22 shows, but bring on a lot of guests, and we just continue to keep talking baseball because this is the time of the year. The sun's out, baseball's out, and I'm a happy boy.
Yeah, I love it too. Bill, I really appreciate the time. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks again for including me, and hopefully your listeners will continue to listen to us because I love talking baseball.
Yeah, well, I love talking baseball with you, Bill. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill Lasky joining us here on Drive Time Sports to talk some baseball. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we'll put the final touches on this edition of the show. It's Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.